Parshas Bala Yischa talks about the Masois. And the Torah is Meirich when you get to it. It says, Lefi he'olay sa'onen me'ala oil v'achar kin yisro b'nei yisro v'mach m'shishkan shom ha'onen shom yachru b'nei yisro. Seems very repetitive. That wherever the onen is, that's where they went. When the onen left, then they went with it. When the onen stopped, that's when they were chayne. Api Hashem yisro b'nei yisro, api Hashem yachru. Whenever the Anu was there, then they were chayne. When the Anu was there for many days, so Klai Yisrael camped for many days. And they didn't move. Sometimes it would be for a day, for a night. They go exactly what the Anu did. That's what they would do. It sounds like saying the same thing again and again. Mamash. The Sfarah here goes to explain the milus that the Torah is coming to be Mesaper Bechai Yisrael. Five things that the Torah that he enumerates that the Torah is telling us about the milus of Bechai Yisrael. The first thing he says is Siper Zechusin Shei Yisrael Alech Tamachar Ova Midbar Lech Teich Acharei Ova Midbar Be'er Zlai Zeruah. What was the grace of Godless? Rishenu. The first thing was Sheyuchayinu B'makum Sheyishkan Shama Anan Afa Pishay B'makum Tau Yilei Lishimri. It could be a place that was shrieking wilderness, that there was not mamash, nothing there, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we go here. So they went there. That's the first Ma'alek HaYisrael. They went even though it was a totally desolate place without anything. Mishom B'nei Yisrael Mishmeres Hashem Siper Sheinis. The second thing is, show you not just that would they stop off in the place which wasn't so gishmak, if it was a long time that they were there, it could be that they were for a week, for a month, for a year, for 2 years, they would go, they would stay. They wouldn't travel until HaKadosh Baruch Hu left. V'lo yisoh, lost will have makom lechanoizim l'tov mimenu. Maybe they should look for a better place. If Rebbeinu Shlom is here, we're here. V'yesh asher yano yomi mispar, see perslishes, the third milo. Sometimes they would come to Gishmak, a place, mamash oasis with water, with food, whatever they needed. They mamash had everything. And the Kadosh Baruch says, that's it, we're gone. We just got here. What's going on? We're going already. This is Gishmak, a place. Kadosh Baruch said, we're going. Four things. Sometimes it was just a single night. They put down their camps. Nevertheless, they was one mamash a day. One night, and that's it, they went. And they didn't say that, we just got here. They went. The fifth thing is, sometimes they mamash didn't have time to prepare because they already had to go. Sometimes they finally prepared. It took them a week to settle in. They got everything ready. Rebbeinu Shlom says, that's it, we're gone. And they went. That's what the Rebbeinu says. So Rav Olbe says that he once saw a sefer that their metargamit, this Sfarnoi, Vinyani Ruchnius also. It wasn't just their Sfarnoi, it didn't mean to just to say Vinyani to Gashmius. Even Vinyani to Ruchnius, there's certain places that are more conducive to learning, certain places that are easier to learn, certain times that are easier to learn. And a person finds himself in such a place, he finds himself in Yeshiva, with the Mamashin Aviram, it's going in Gishmak. Sometimes there's not so many people that are coming, not so Gishmak. And nevertheless, Klal Yisrael, they stayed in that place, whatever it was, and they didn't move. And even if it wasn't so Gishmak, or sometimes they got up, even though it was Gishmak, exactly how the Rebbeinu Shalom put the person, that's exactly, put Klai, so that's what they did. So the truth is that every person has his Masoris in his life. Every person is moved around. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Meichin Mitzad Egover, one of the brachas that we make in the morning. And the Shbrochu puts a person in the place that he's supposed to be his entire life. Sometimes it's over here, and sometimes he finally gets the place, and he thinks it's the best place for him, and Mamish, it's fine. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, no, we're going somewhere else. Against his will. What do you mean? This is where I want to be. Rebbeinu Shalom, this is the best place for my avodah Hashem for you. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu says we're going somewhere else. And very often a person doesn't realize, he has no idea what he's doing there. And he could be there for years, where I am. It's the place where I live. It's not the place that has the most people that don't like me. It's not the place that has the most Americans. It's not the place. Do I know what I'm doing? No. It's many years that I'm there already. Because the Prophet put me there. That's what I'm there for. But the Ikra of Avodah is, in such a case, is not to lose the kvias and the Ikra not. Not to lose the schedule that a person has of what's chashuv to him. Not to lose his principles of what's chashuv in his life. In other words, some people when they move, so they're only here, they live out of boxes. Right? For the first few weeks they're living out of boxes. Some people, they're living out of boxes for months on end and sometimes years on end. We're not going to unpack because we're just moving on. We're just here for a year. We're just here for that. I remember somebody told me, he said that he told his wife when they got married, they came to Israel just for a little bit. He said, one thing I told my wife is, we're bringing our china with us. What do you say? You bring your china with us, you come back to my... Because it's 17 years later, he's still telling over the story, he's still married to Israel. Right? You never know what's going to be at the end of the day. But the make it, be kaveh yourself. What's choshev is going to be choshev no matter what the situation is, even if it's not such a, even if it's temporary, even if you don't know what's going to be, even if it's not the best matzev. I just heard this week, it was the Tzurich, about a certain family that was discussing for information about the family. The same, one of the nikudas that they just mentioned was that even during the corona, that everybody was up from school, everybody got up on time for the davening on time, Fnei Zman Tefila, even the girls, it sounded like everybody. In other words, the things that are choshev, they're choshev, even if it's a time vacation, it's time that you don't know what's going on and there's no schedule whatsoever. Nevertheless, what's kavua should be kavua, and that's they had this interesting story. In this past week, one of the Marvel Tamir, they have this magazine for, I think it's the only magazine in the world probably that has no advertisements that they have here in Eretz Yisrael, in Hebrew here in Eretz Yisrael. And it's ready to have 40 years, I don't know. Kitzur, the story that they had over there is Rav Yitzchak Bloch, Shivan tells, he sent his son in law, when World War II broke out, he sent him to Shanghai to be with the Mir. And he's Divrei Preda to his daughter and to his son-in-law was that you're now traveling to America, but through Shanghai. You're going to be for months, weeks, months, maybe years, traveling with trains and with boats and with who knows what. You're going to be on the way. A lot of people, when they're on the way, so then they have no fears because you're just passing through. We're just getting to the next place. We're just getting to the next place. So then, I'll wait till we get to the next place and then we'll settle down. He says, no. He says, you get onto the train, this is your house. This is your house. You sit in the morning, you wake up, breakfast, you put down a nap, you put down a tablecloth, you eat your breakfast, afterwards you roll the tablecloth, first Seder, you learn first Seder there, afterwards you have second, you eat lunch. The same feast that you have, you should be having your entire time. They said afterwards, they didn't say what this ate and what. They said afterwards, when he got to Shanghai, he says, even though in the mirror there, everybody was like 30 and older, and they were all Arei Yishev HaChaburo, he said about this Avrech Tzair that he was Arei Yishev HaChaburo. And it was because of the kvias that he had. In other words, it's not a b'di'evid matzav. The b'di'evid is l'chatchila. You have to, the matzav of b'di'evid has to be a matzav of l'chatchila. And the truth is that very often a person is in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to a certain place and he has no idea what he's doing there. Often you can see, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his infinite kindness, shows us why we had to be there, and why it had to be this way, why we had to change. And I see it with the Bnei HaChaburo numerous times. It was, especially when going back to America. I mentioned two cases. When the person told me that he got interviewed for a certain job, and him and his wife, and they thought they would be terrific for it, and there was absolutely no reason why they shouldn't have got accepted. And they didn't get accepted, and they're very upset. Why didn't you get accepted? They would be good, they would like them, they were like them, they would like them, it would be great, it's a good community. Kids, he went somewhere else. He went somewhere else. About 6 months later, I spoke to him. He says, I can't thank Rebbeinu Shlomo enough. He says, now I see the taco. Wasn't the best place for me. Wasn't the best place. And where I am now, that's Mama Shana. Terrific. That's, sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. Another person, he had to go back in the middle of his month. He had a medical issue with one of the people in the family, and he had to go back. And kids, he decided that he's being craved by his mocking. Yeah, it's a middle of his month. It's only for a month or two. He's going to come back there to Sarlan. So she'd be living out of boxes. Well, he sat down, he went to the local yeshiva, and he joined the yeshiva for that amount of time. The kids are, a year or two, he moved back to America, and the yeshiva asked him to become part of the tzevet in the yeshiva, because he was there for them. So had he not come back, and had made a kriya, said, no, I mean, why did he have to go back in the middle for a medical zman, in the middle of zman? Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to stay here the whole zman? I should be living in the middle. And at the end of the day, that's... That was his knisa into the yeshiva. But we don't always see it. And when we don't see it, it's not so easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the Matziv, and somebody right now has told me recently he really wants to be somewhere else and he's not there now, and it's very hard for him. And but the avoida is al toyim elof shef nesh na shem aliti pone. That way that I think I've mentioned in the past, I think it's a great part that I don't Bali Musar and Chassidish Rebbes, they say that al toyim elof shef nesh na shem aliti pone. Pasha pshat is don't say that when I find time I'll learn, because maybe you won't have the time. So they say to Andre Pshat, Nocha Pshat, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how you're going to be, how your avodas Hashem is in a matzav of Leiti Ponim, in a matzav where you're talking not in the best possible situation, when you're in Rissoya Yalel Yishimoin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you to a different place. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person should see what the avod is. In other words, so if a person's always waiting to get to the next two dots, let me wait till the next two dots, right? I heard very often said that it's Gishmak in the new Aris Vahoda, they put a lot of two dots because you wait for. But that's exactly what it's not. In other words, you shouldn't be waiting for the next two dots, right? Jump in the middle of the thing, yeah. And even if your Chabura is learning Dalavinim instead of what you wanted them to learn, and even if. Well, that's the Matzif. At the end of the day, that's the Matzif. That's what we're going to do. We're going to jump in and we're going to make the best out of it. And that's the best Limud. And it could be that it's not a Matzif of the Diyavid. That is the matzav of lichatchila. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The ikra avoda isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to wait till I get to the next matzav, to the better place, till I move back, till I move to there, till my kids get into this school, till I marry off my kids, to whatever it is, the better situation. Because that's not what the avoda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically is looking for. It might be easier, but he wants to see al toim el shef nesha shem alitipon. He wants to see the matzav of alitipon, where it's not geshmak, where it's not exactly where he thought that it should be. Nevertheless, in that matzav he wants to see avodas Hashem, and that's the avodas Hashem, the fum tzara avir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be that's the ikra avoda of a person in his life, and he should make the best of the situation and make every b'di'evid into a lichatchila.